So we're on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We recently turned the page, so we're about four lines down from the top. And we're talking about the principle of Zochen Li'Adam Shelo B'Fanav and Ein Chavon Li'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. And if you remember that we spoke about Get, that Get is going to be a Chov. And therefore in the case of a Get, we certainly will require Omed Bitsad or Omedis Bitsad Sadeu, because it's a Chatz Hashem Mishtameres, and a Chatz can only operate in the case of a Schutz, but not in the case of a Chova, unless you're Omed Bitsad Sadeu. So I saw there's a whole discussion here about whether a Get is actually a Chov. For example, what happens if she is running around trying to get a Get, and she has indicated clearly that she wants a Get? In such a case, would she be megureshes, even in a chotze sheidim ishtameres?
Eina omedet.
Even if she's eina omedes b'tzad sadeh, because now we turn it from a chotze to a schutz. Correct. Now we said that there are other conditions that have to be met. For example, we said that you might need, in the case of Hefker, a Das Acheres Machna. But in the case of Get, there is Das Acheres Machna. So we have really, that condition is filled. We need the other condition of being a Zchus instead of a Chov, if she's not only B'tzad Sadeu. And in this situation where she made a declaration that she's looking for a Get, then it could become a Zchus. Let's talk for a moment about Metzia. You see Rashi di Ramasul Gabi on the top of the page. So Rashi here, it's a long Rashi, but just to get one point out of this Rashi, in the case of Metzia, we assume it's a Zchus, and therefore, L'chora, we should have said that a person could be Zocha in a Metzia through his chotzer, even if he's not omid b'tzad sadeh. But the answer is, we need another condition. And what's that other condition? Das Acheres Machna, which we don't have in the case of Metzia. So Hilkach b'inon chotzer mishtameres, there's no Das Acheres Machna, and the mishtameres is going to be achieved when the bala chotzer is standing next to his chotzer. That's called omid b'tzad sadeh, when he'll be zoken in the Metzia. So that's what we have here. Now all this that we were studying the other day is coming from Rav Ashi. And if you recall, before Rav Ashi, we had Rav Papa. Rav Papa was the one who wanted to bring a raya from Get. Right? We had the question of Minot Temra. And how does Rav Papa know that in the case of Das Acheres Machna, We don't require Omei B'tzad Sadeu? He proved it from our Mishnah. And our Mishnah was a case of a Metzia. Correct? So that was the Minot Temer Rav Papa. If you just to refresh our memories here, Rav Papa was interested in deriving from our Mishnah that in a case of Das Acheres Machna, you don't need Omei B'tzad Sadeh. And when Rav Papa made this statement, it says that Kibla Minei Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. And we're talking about a case of Afal Bisharatzach Rem V'Eino Magiyom, if you remember. So he's not close enough to his Sadeh that he can get a hold of this deer that's in the Sadeh. And if that's been the case, then l'chor, it's not a case of Omei B'tzad Sadeh. So we had that boy Rav Yirmiyah, but in any event, within the context of boy Rav Yirmiyah, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana assumed that even in Rotz Achreyam V'Eino Magiyom, nevertheless he could be Zocha in the Tzvi, in the deer, and that's because of Das Acheres Machna. So that was the Raya of Rav Papa from our Mishnah. Now we have Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi rejects a raya from Get. Now, this raya from Get was actually to undermine Rav Papa, right? Rav Papa held that in Das Acheres Machmir you don't need Omer B'tzad Sadeh. And yet, the Mishnah in Gittin requires that he Omeres B'tzad Chatzera. So the question is, according to Rav Papa, whenever there's Das Acheres Machmir you don't require Omer B'tzad Sadeh. So if that be the case, then what do we do with the Mishnah of Get? Now, Rav Ashi came to answer or counter against that question from Get. And basically he was saying that the reason why in Get we need only the Tzatzadehu, and this is the top of Daf Yudvezim and Aleph, is because Get is a Chov. And in the case of a Chov, we need only the Tzatzadehu. So the question now is, where does Rav Ashi fit in with regard to Rav Papa? Rashi understands that Rav Ashi is agreeing with Rav Papa. And he's basically differentiating between Metzia and Matbana. In Metzia, there's no Das Acheres Machmir, you need Omer B'tzad Sadeh. In a Matbana, you don't need Omer B'tzad Sadeh. Right? So if we go back for a minute to Rav Yirmiyah had a suffix, he vacillated back and forth. What happens in a Matbana? Do we need Omer B'tzad Sadeh? And the final conclusion was that in Matana we don't need Omer B'tzad Sadeh. And that was, Rav Pop understood that was the contrast between our Mishnah and Rav Yirmiyah. Then our Mishnah is talking about a Metzia, and then there's no Das Acheres Machmir, therefore we need Omer B'tzad Sadeh. Whereas Rav Yirmiyah was talking about a case of Matana, and there you have Das Acheres Machmir, you don't need Omer B'tzad Sadeh. In the case of Get, we have a case of Das Acheres Machmir, and therefore l'chora we shouldn't require Omer B'tzad Sadeh. And here's where Rav Ashi came to the defense of Rav Papa to say, well, Get is different because it's a chov, and a chotzer cannot operate on someone's behalf if it's a chov, unless you have Omer B'tzad Sadeh. So far, the bottom line is that Rav Papa and Rav Ashi are on the same page. They have the same shita. And in Get, there's no Das Acheres Machmir. I'm sorry. In Get, there's no Zchus. And in Metzia, there's no Das Acheres Machmir. And therefore, in both cases, we need Omer B'tzad Sadeh. All that is the shita of Rashi. Now, if we have chance, we'll look in the Rosh. The Rosh in Simon Lamed Aleph, please make a note of it. He adds that Matana, you don't even need a Chotzer HaMishtameres. That goes really far. And Das Acheres Machmir will replace the need for a Chotzer HaMishtameres. So then we're going to drop two requirements. Not only are we dropping the Omer B'tzad Sadeh, we're even dropping the requirement of a Chotzer HaMishtameres.
Oh, don't wait for that.
And he drops even the requirement of chutz. He says, Matana will operate in your chutz. I can give you a matana in your chutz there, even though you're not only not near your chutz, but even the chutz is an open chutz. It's not mishtameres. His language is the following. The matana afil b'chutz she'enu mishtameres is makabel ha-matana. He receives the matana. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, who says no, that in a case of matana, even though it's matana and it's Das Acheres Machmir and it's also Zchusulo, nevertheless, ein chotzer she'ein mishtameres kone. You need a chotzer mishtameres. Okay, that's one discussion. All this has to be analyzed. But he says that the Rif and the Rambam paskin that in a matana, you need Omer B'tzad Chatzera. And the interpretation of the Rif is as follows. The Rif says that Rav Ashi rejects Rav Papa. Right? Rav Papa was the one who made a distinction between Das Acheres Machmir in the case of Matana and the lack of Das Acheres Machmir in the case of Metzia. So therefore, if we would have accepted Rav Papa, then in the case of Matana, which is Das Acheres Machmir, we would not require Omer B'tzad Sadeh. The Rambam and the Rif paskin that we do need Omer B'tzad Sadeh, even in the case of Matana. And the reason for that is Rav Ashi makes everything contingent on schus versus chov, but we're not going to make a distinction between dasach heres machna and mitzia, which means that even in the case of dasach heres machna of a matana, Rav Ashi would hold that we need omei mitzad sadeh. So we have like three different shitas about matana. One sheet is going to say that's going to be the shita of the Rosh in the name of who is it? I forgot. Oh yeah, the Rosh himself, as opposed to Rabbeinu Peretz. Right, so the shita of the Rosh in matana is going to be you don't even need a chatzah mishtameres. Then we're going to have the Rambam and the Rif on the other extreme, that in the case of matana we need not only a chatzah or a mishtameres, we even need omei mitzad sadeh. And then we have the shita of Rav Papa, which Rashi accepts, and that is the middle of Rav Shita, that in a case of Matana, we don't require Omei B'tzad Sadeh, we just simply require a Chatzah Mishtameres. So we have like the whole gamut here of all Shitas as far as Chatzah Matana is concerned. Let me just read it to you inside. He says that according to the Rif and the Rambam, Rav Ashi eino maskim, he never accepted the svar of Rav Papa l'chalik bein yesh bo das acheres v'ein bo das acheres, and therefore ein chiluk bein matana l'mitzia. In other words, we're not going to differentiate between matana and mitzia, and therefore bein b'matana bein b'mitzia im hachotze mishtameres, then we need what? We need a... I'm sorry, if it's a chatzah mishtameres, and we're talking about zoch and the other shalom b'fonov, let's not forget that. So therefore, in the case of matana, he could be zocha. But if it's a chatzah she'eda mishtameres, then he's not going to be zocha even if, no, I'm sorry, only if, I meant to say, he's omei b'tzad chatzero. Whereas according to Rapop and a chatzah she'eda mishtameres, you don't need omei b'tzad sedein matana, because of Das Acheres Machna. All you need is the Chatzah itself. According to the Rif and the Rambam, we reject La Halacha Rav Papa in favor of Rav Ashi, because they assume that Rav Ashi rejected Rav Papa. And in the case of Chatzah Sheyda Mishtameres, Lo Zocha, even though there's Das Acheres Machna, Ella Im Omei B'tzad Sadeyu, it has the identical Halacha or status as a Mitziah. That's round number one. All right. Let's take a break from this for a moment and let's take a look at Gufa. So we're four lines down from the top. Gufa, the Mishnah says, Ra Osan Ratzim Achar Mitzir Achar Tzvi Shomer Achar Gozol Shalom Parchu Vi Omar Zoch Suli Sada Zoch Solo. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Amar Rav Yochanan, but who that only applies, when is he Zochin the Mitzia? Kisharot, Sherot Zachreim Umagiyah, that the Baal HaSadah can run there, and he can get there in time to grab them before they run out of the Sadah. Im Kodim, Sheagiyah Leim, if before he gets to them, he won't be able to capture them, because Yuchlu Levroch Misadeu Lo Zochimim, he doesn't own the Tzvi Rots.
Right.
Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah v'matana heich. Right, this we saw earlier. So the Gufa is just repeating what we saw earlier. That if a person puts a tzvi or gozos into someone else's chatzah for the purpose of giving him a gift, heich. What would be the din here if he's not yachol loretz letovsam kodem shivarchu b'misadeh? It means that Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to differentiate between matana and mitzia. In the case of mitzia, the Mishnah requires, the way Rabbi Yirmiyah interpreted the name Rabbi Yochanan, that's rotz achrei makiyon, that was the precondition. But Rabbi Yirmiyah's note that he throws out a possibility that we can drop that condition in the case of matana, because of what? Das acheres magnin, kiblu b'nei, as we saw earlier, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana accepted that svara to differentiate between mitzia and matana, and in the case of matana, afal pisha rotzachrem v'yeda magia, nevertheless zochem because of das acheres matna. Which, by the way, bothers me in terms of the Rif and the Rambam, because You know, it's very nice that the Rif and the Rambam insist that Rav Ashi rejected Rav Papa, and he doesn't accept this chiluk between Matona and Mitzia, but nevertheless, the very fact that Rav Yirmiya made this, or suggested this possibility, and the Gemara testifies that Rabbi Abba accepted this, I would have thought that that's the way we should paskin. But if you assume that Rav Ashi rejected this idea, this distinction, then maybe that has an impact on how you paskin la'aloch. Rav asked the following question. Zorak arniki b'pesach zeh v'yotzeh pesach achas. So he's got two windows that correspond one to the other, and he throws a pocketbook of coins through one window and it goes out the other window. And the question is, the Bala Habayis, in this case, we don't have to call it Bala Sodom, but the Bala Habayis, is he able to make an acquisition over the Arniki? Now, is this a case of Hefker and Mitzia? Is this a case of Dasacher's Machta of Matona? It's not absolutely clear what the case is. Let's assume, for argument's sake, that this is a case of a matona, of das acheres makna. That would be, then we'd be inclined to think that even though the chatzer is a chatzer she'eda mishtameres, if it would be omei b'tzad sadehu, then it might work, again according to those shitos. But let's say that a person who throws an arniki from one window to the other, he's not interested in being machne to anyone, he's being mafkirit. And that's the way Rashi seems to interpret this Gemara, Dibra Masl Vizorak, that we're talking about a case of hefker.
And the assumption is that outside the second window is not his chatzer, it's right. Somebody else's.
Right, it's out of his house. Right. So if it's out of his house, can he be zocha simply through what's called the avir,
Pesach has to be somebody else's Pesach. It can't be like thrown from one window of his house to another window of his house to have this chatzer in the middle. That's not his.
It's not his. Great.
You know what I mean? But it
belongs to someone. And
yeah,
the question is, can that someone be Zochim and I have
it? But the Pesach Sheni, it could be the person who threw it. It's not necessarily lost in the mouth. I mean, it's not clear.
No, I'm just saying, Rashi's learning that the case is where the person who threw the arniki was mafkir the arniki, and the Gemara is clearing, this is Rav's Sofei, is avir she'ein sof lanuach kimunach domi. Oh, look, shall we say that since it's flying through the airspace, but it's not going to land inside the bayis,
so it's eino magiyan.
It's not munach in any makom, as far as the bayis is concerned. So therefore, the bala bayis cannot be zocher in the arniki. If we hold olo, which means that, but we don't see it as kimunach domi. Mm-hmm. What can we say? It's kimunach domi. Mm-hmm. That even though at this point physically it's going through the airspace and it's going to land outside of his house, but nevertheless, it's Hefker, which is in his chotzer, and now it's as if it was Munach in his chotzer. So if somebody else, for example, would grab onto the arniki, he would be a thief, because the Bala Bayis has already been zocha with this arniki. Again, we haven't discussed whether it's Omei B'tzad Sadehu and Omer Zotzoli Sadai. Let's assume you have all those other conditions. The Gemara is only clearing, well, is it considered Munach in the chotzer, or is it just flying through the air of the chotzer? Amalei Rav Papa L'Rova, V'Amri Le Rav Adav Armasta L'Rova, Amri Le Ravina L'Rova, Lav Hainu Masnisa. Isn't this exactly our Mishnah? Why? Ra Osan Rotzin Achar Mitzia. And in this case, the Bala Sada sees that people are running in the field to try to grab this Mitzia. And the Bala Sada says, Zopsali Sada. He declares Zopsali Sada. So the Mishnah says, Zocha b'mitzia. However, Omer Rav Yirmiya, Omer Rav Yochanan, the condition is stipulated as follows. Behu sherotzach re'ev u'magiyah. That the Bala Sada could run after these mitzios, and he could grab them before they fly away, before the animal runs out, and he borech minasada. And boy, Rav Yirmiyah, b'matana heich, what's the din in a case of matana where the Baal HaChatzer cannot get there on time before the animals, you know, just fly out of this field? V'kibla b'nei Rabbi Abba bar Abba, that b'matana achol pisharot sachmeim v'ein manhim zochavo. So if we accept Rabbi Abba on that side of Rabbi Yirmiyah's sofeg, then anything that goes into your rishus, even though you cannot grab it, because he's talking about a case of achol pisharot sachmeim, so it's what you call avir shein sofel enuach, nevertheless, under certain conditions at least, the Baal HaBayis, the Baal HaSodah, could be Zochin. Again, we need to add one condition, and that is Das Acheres Machnas. So I don't know, in this case Rashi says it's a case of Hefker. And if it's a case of Hefker, it's a little bit odd to say that we should apply the Svarah of like Kluto Kamisha Huncha Ke'avir Shen Noach, because in a case of Hefker, we need the Husha Ratzach Reim Umagiyah. That was the case of Mitzia. So we have this problem, and Tosus Dibramasa Liyotza is going to address this problem. But before we get to Tosus, let's just read one more line and get to the Mishnah. Amar Leih, so Rava says the following, that you cannot bring a proof from our Mishnah in the way that Rabbi Yirmiyah interpreted our Mishnah to prove the case of Zorak Arniki bePesach Zevios of Pesach Acher. And why does Rava say so? He says Misgalgil Ka'amrit, that it's very possible that the din of Rabbi Abba only applies in the case of Misgalgil. Shani Misgalgil de Kemunach Domin. So if something is rolling and it keeps hitting the ground, it's not completely, or shall I say, endlessly suspended in air, continuously, that's what I want to do. It's not continuously suspended in air. Like, for example, the tzvi, which sort of walks on the karka because it's a tzvi shavur, and the gozos will tiptoe, you know, back and forth, on right foot, left foot. In all these cases, we can consider it as munach al gabi karka, because every time it steps on the ground, it's considered anocha al gabi karka, and therefore the Baal HaSodah can be zocher, even though he himself can't get there on time to grab it, and it's not sofel enuach. However, there's no analogy between that case and the case of arniki, which is in the avir, and it never actually touches the ground inside the bayis, so you can never actually call it nimtz of the avir shemuna kibunach tov, because although that might be true, but it's certainly not. It's not something that's analogous to our Mishnah. But what could be analogous to our Mishnah would be a case of Misgalgil, because in the case of Misgalgil, it hits the ground on a regular basis. So what I'd like to do before we learn the Mishnah is read to you two notes here. One note is a summary of Tosfos Divrei Rav Maskil V'Yotza. So if you can please, you know, as I'm reading this to you, if you could please read through the Tosfos, we'll do this, you know, together. And he says the following. He says, okay, there are two parts here. One is the Rashba and one is Tosfos. So I'm going to leave the Rashba for a little bit later. The Rashba is based on a Gemara at the end of Bava Metzia, which is a case of kolat glolim in an avir l'tov kli. Let's say he was like milking a cow or something along that side, and the milk is suspended in midair, but it's going to go into a kli. Can it be zocher through the avir even before it gets to the bottom of the kli? That's a gemara later on in Daf Kuf Beis. So that's the Rashba's business. Maybe we'll get back to that.
That's the same case as the get coming out of off of the roof. The moment it gets into the avir hachatzer, she's considered megureshet even if it burns up before it hits the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a gemara daf kuf beis. You know, again, we'll try to go through that. But first, I want to mention Tosfos Divrei Rav Maskil V'Yotza. Okay, and he says the following: If medubar shekan ha'arniki hu hefker, which is Rashi's interpretation, kosher eich rotza gemara lifshot she'ela zu midin tzvi rotz bisadeu. She'im nita lo b'matana Zachaba, Kevan Sheyesh Dasacher's Machner, Hare Ma'arnaki Hefger, Vien Dasacher's Machnoso, Ech Yizkeba. He says that there's no fair comparison here to our Mishnah in the case of Tzvi Ratz B'Sadeu. And he says that in the case of Tzvi Ratz B'Sadeu, if it would have been given as a matana, then it can be zocher, but even in a case where what? Where is Eino Magiyelov, right? In Ratz Eino Magiyelov, because that's Das Acheres Machna. But in a case where it's Hefger, a Matziah, then if there's no Das Acheres Machna, then you need Ratz Eino Magiyelov. Now, in the case of an Arnaki, the way Rashi interprets it, we're talking about Hefger, so there's no Das Acheres Machna, then Adarabba, from our Mishnah, you get the impression that he would not be Zocher. And Rava wants to say that from our Mishnah, he would be Zocher, correct? Let's read over Rava. He says, Omalei Rapopola Rava, etc., etc., Lav Hainu Masnisa. I can answer your question by just analyzing our Mishnah. Again, right now, the Gemara doesn't know the difference between the case where the object touches the ground and the case where it's flying straight through the avir. So the Gemara just thinks that we should equate the two, and therefore Rava's case is equal to the Ratz Acher HaMetziah, and in the case of Matana, it would work, because it's Das Acheres Machna. And therefore, we should prove from Rabbi Abba, in the case of Matana, and he doesn't require Ratz Acherim U'Magiyon, is Yesh Lochiyah, the Dover Shenichnas Rishus HaShafal Pishani Yochel Etopso, V'Ein Sofla Nuach. So this Tzvi is just going to run out of the field, and we're talking about a case of Afal Pish Ratz Acherim V'Ein O'Magiyon, that in a case of Matana, he could be Zochabo. When we say Nifshar is Sveko Shal Rava, this is going to be the way we answer Rava's question about the Arnaki that's going through the Avir, even though it's not Sofal Enuch in the Bayis. Well, that equation makes no sense, as Tosfos. If you're talking about, if Rava is talking about a case of Hefker, because the only reason we were able to conclude that in Avir Shein Sofal Enuch, the Bala Bayis is Zoche once it goes into his Rishus from an equation to Tzvi Ratz Kedarko is only in the case of Das Acheres Machna. And Rashi's saying that Rava's question was not about Das Acheres Machna, but rather it was a case of Hefker. So in this note here in the Masifta, he quotes the Rashba, and the Rashba says that there's a difference between two categories of Hefker. There's Hefker Midas Bailim, and there's Hefker Shalom Midas Bailim. So for example, in our Mishnah, in the case of Tzvi, the Tzvi comes from the wild, you know, from the forest, and unfortunately has a broken leg, but it ends up wobbling into your son. So that's called Ein Das Acheres Machna. There's no Das Acheres at all. However, the case that Rashi describes in Rava, where the Arnaki is flying through one window and out the other, that's a case of Das Acheres Machna, even though Rashi says it's Hefker, but says the Rashba, that's called Hefker Midas Bailim. And Hefker Midas Bailim is considered Das Acheres Machna. I mean, I don't know exactly how the mechanics of this svara is, but I think what he's saying is that if you put an object that's yours into someone else's chotzer, and you declare it hefker, but basically what you're doing is you're being machmir to him. So again, if I mafkir something, lot in the velterine, you know, I throw something out into the sarab and I say it's hefker. So that's not das acheres machna, that's only what we call das sil. You know, he's just removing his ownership. But in a case where he places it into someone's chotzer, again, we don't know if Sofal Anuach is considered nach or not, but let's assume for a moment that Sofal Anuach is nach, like this case of the Tzvi that's running through your chotzer, not running, but wobbling through your chotzer, but you won't be able to get to it until it goes out of your chotzer. If we assume that it's in the chotzer, then, in the case of Rava, we're going to have Das Acheres Machna. Why? Because he's throwing it through the window of someone's house. And if he's being mafkir, then in effect, again according to the Rashba's Lundus, it's as if he was Bidas Bailin being machna to the owner of the bias. So basically, if you take the Rashba's approach to Rashi, forget it. Rashi doesn't mean what he says. What do I mean he doesn't mean what he says? So Rashi's calling it Hefker, but really it's not Hefker, it's Das Acheres Machna. However, the Ketzos has apparently a different understanding of Rashi, but for that we have to understand a little bit more about Hefker. So the Ketzos quotes a Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Nedarim, and the basic laws of Hefker are in Hilchos Nedarim, because the Gemara says the Hefker is like a Nedar. So the Rambam writes, Kevan Sha'amar Shu Hefker L'chol Ha'olam, the moment a person declares that something is Hefker for the whole world, Osir lo lachzor bo. It's a neder, and he can't retract his statement. Ulefizeh says the Ketzos based on this Rambam that we're working in Hefker Midin Nedarim. Yesh kan das acheres machna shayadayin hu bailim al hachefetz el she'osir lo lachzor bo midiburo. Fascinating. In other words, the reason why when a person makes his Hefker, he cannot retract his hefker, that's midin nedarim. That has nothing to do with the status and dini momentus of the object. So he can be mafkir it, and it's hefker. However, it's... Let me just reformulate that. I don't think I said it correctly. Again, according to the Ketzos and the Rambam, when he's mafkir something... Midine Nedarim, he's not allowed to be Choser Bo. But as far as Bailus is concerned, he still retains Bailus. So what Rashi is pointing out here, according to the Ketzos, is that when he made it Hefker, it means he took a Neder of Hefker, and there's no way that he can retract that Neder. However, it still remains in his possession. So now we're going to apply the principle of Das Acheres Machna, because we're going to ask ourselves the question, so why did he throw it into someone's house? So it's one thing when you declare something Hefker as far as the Dharma is concerned, but you went a step further. You didn't just place it on the ground and say, well, it's Hefker, and now I'm committed to build this Dharma. I can't retract it. But more than that, you threw it into someone's house. And by doing that, that's more than just Nidrei Hefker. At that point, we're going to have to assume an additional mechanism called Das Acheres Machna, because again, the Rambam Sheet is that Hefker alone only operates Midin Nedarim, but you never took it out of your possession. So you're going to always need a Das Acheres Machna. V'arayvid cholak al Rashi v'kosav shesofik ha-gemara hu b'matona v'lo b'hefker. And that's the simplest way of going here, to assume that when Rava asked this question, Zorek Aranaki, etc., etc., he was talking about a matana. Because otherwise, had the Gemara derived the conclusion that Avir She'ein Sofel Anua Kimunach Domi, and therefore the Kinyan is valid? How could the Kinyan be valid? It's much like a case of Rotzach Rem V'Eina Magia, which the Gemara says is in Metzia, that's the din. If it would have been my thought, it would be a different thing. Says the Raiva that Rava's question was a case of matana.
What din would it be if it was a matana?
Say again?
What din would it be for the three rats if it was a matana?
Right, so then, even though you're the Bala Chotzer and you cannot really effectuate that kinyan because you're not going to get there on time, it's going to fly through the other window, but nevertheless, it's Das Acheres Machna. The Gemara says that Das Acheres Machna afilu rotzach reyem ve'eina magiyo, that he won't be able to grab it in his chotzer, nevertheless his chotzer is konefit. The very second that the tzvi enters into the chotzer, your chotzer is konefit you.
So then,
only in the case of Matana, even though you're not going to be able to get to the tzvi until the tzvi flies off. Again, when I say fly off, keep a mat, it's wobbling, but it'll get out of your chotzer.
So the bottom line is, then it becomes an aveda. It's yours, and it's your Aveda. And then it becomes the responsibility of whoever finds it to return it to you, because it belongs to you.
Again, are you going with the Ravid now?
I'm trying to figure out what the point of...
The Ravid is saying that Rava's Sofik is in Hilchus Matana. It's a Sofik in Hilchus Matana. Can I be makli you a Matana through your Chotzer if it's Avashain Soful Enuma? So I have this Matana that I want to give to you. That's the Ravid, not like Rashi. And what I do is I throw it into your bias, but I threw it in such a way, maybe it was unbeknown to me, that there's a window open on the other side. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara says, yes, the kinyan is chal. Why? And that's the Gemara's explanation, because it's a case of das acheres matne, meaning kibla minei mi rav Abba, that in the case of matana, even if it's ratzachreim v'eido magiyam, since I'm giving you matana into your chotzer, we don't care whether it's Eina Magim or no. Either the Tzvi is going to wobble out of the field, but nevertheless, Das Acheres Machna is enough to operate in this case. Why? Because it's a Matana. That's the exact parallel to Rava's case, again, until we differentiate between Mizgalgil and so forth, meaning that Rava, you should know, that if a person wants to be Machna or Matana by giving it to your Chotzer, he can do so, even if that matana has a locution? That it moves from place to place, locomotion? If it has a locomotion, then it's going to end up out of your chatzah. Nevertheless, the very second that it's in your chatzah, you'll be kona through das acheres machna. So that's the Ravid. I would say, if you'd ask me, I don't know about Aveda, you're mentioning Aveda, but I would say the Ravid is the simplest way of learning a Gemara. Rashi misabeich otanu. Because Rashi is introducing Hefker here. Who's talking about Hefker? So we had the approach of who was the first approach before the Ketzos was Tosfos, right? And other Rishonim, and they wanted to say, well, maybe Rashi is talking about a case where since he was I forget if it was Tosfos or not. He says Od Rishonim. He doesn't tell you who they are. That in this case, the Rashba's text. So the Rashba tries to explain Rashi by saying that it's called Hefker Midas Bailim. Right? There are two types of Hefker. This Hefker, which is the nature, you know, something from nature falls into your Sada. Mm-hmm. And there is no Das Acheres Machna. Then there's another kind of Hefker, which Rashi had in mind, in which a person, instead of being Mafker for the whole Welt, he's mafkir with a das acheres machna. He says, I'm pulling out, and my intention is that you be zocher. Basically, you're rewriting the text of Rashi. Rashi's not talking about hefker. Rashi's talking about das acheres machna. The Ketzos has a different chiddush. It's also das acheres machna, but he's saying that we have to apply the Rambam in Rashi and say that his hefker is only midin nedarim. And if you ask why is it or how is it that the Kenyan is Chal, the answer is going to have to be Das Acheres Machna. And then we have the Rashba in the name of the Ravid, and the Ravid is saying, no, we're talking about a case of Matana. Now there's another Rashba here, which I want to mention to you, we'll see. It's a Gemara Daf Kuf Beis. The Gemara says, Lokat Glolin Min Ha'avir. Litoch Kli.
So it was before it hit the ground.
That's what I understand, that it's in the Avir. And if you take a look at the Gemara, maybe you don't mind opening up to Daf Kuf Beis. Do you have Kuf Beis? No. You have Kuf Beis?
Yeah.
If you can open up to Daf Kuf Beis, the Gemara apparently has an analogy to the case of of Safi, just 1 second, and Mar Madam is Safi Glon to the case of Rava of Zarak Arniki. So these Glolim are Hefker, and the question is, can he be Zochen Hefker in these Glolim? Just 1 second. Betoch Kli, what did I understand? If it's Betoch Kli, so he's Zochen Midin.
He moved the Kli in before it hit the ground. It was going to hit the ground.
Okay. So, 1 second. It was about to hit the ground, and he moved the Kli in. And the Gemara says it depends on the Rav in the din of Arniki. Ah, I understand. that in a case of hefker, since it's your kli on the bottom, which would mean that if the glove fell into the kli, you'd be konami din chotzer, so the avir, the chotzer, gives it a din of nach betoch ha-chotzer, and it can be zoche in the glolim midin hefker. So the Rashba says, you see clearly, and this is what Rashi, this is what motivated Rashi, that our Gemara of Rava is talking about a case of hefker. Not the way the Raivin interprets it, it's talking about a case of Matan.
But there's a difference between a person throwing an arniki and an animal dropping glolim. There's no das matna on the part of the animal.
Well, wait a second, Yosef. You're already, it's my fault, but because I changed the Seder. You're already reinterpreting Rashi. I'm just asking a more basic question. Why did Rashi, when a Rishon goes into a Dochak, you know, the Raivin, as I said before, is the simplest way of understanding this Gemara. We're talking about a Matana. It's not black and white in the Gemara that we're talking about a Matana. So Rashi says, no, it's Hefker, and we're going to dream at the finger, and we're going to say, well, it's a kind of Hefker that had Dasa Keres Makdum. Why do I need this? So that's what the Rashi was supplying, a missing piece of the puzzle. Rashi was coming from a Gemara later on in the Masechta, that the Gemara equates Rava with a case of Kalat Glolim and Avi. And Glolim is certainly a case of Hefker. So it seems that even in the absence of Das Acheres Makne, once the object of Hefker goes into the Avir of your Chatzer, then you're already Kone.
It should be Kone.
Midin Chatzer.
Before it hits the Kli.
And even before it hits the Kli. So yes. Somebody grabs the Glolim, he's a Gan. Right. Correct. And the Gemara derives that from Rava that holds that Avir, what's it called? Avir Shein Sofel Anuach is considered Nach. And that's exactly the case of Glolim. But it's interesting because the Gemara's question about Glolim, which the Gemara answered based on Rava, in our Gemara, Rava of Arniki, the Gemara's question is whether he's Zoche Midin Chatzah. You know, we've been talking about a case of Hefker, and can the Chatzah operate when it's only in the Avir HaChatzah?
Avir She'ein Sofel Lenuach, I don't understand that. I thought that was Arniki.
Right, that's the case of Arniki.
It's not the case of Glolim.
No. The Gemara is going to differentiate that Glolim is a little bit different. But when the Gemara wants to judge or ladun, how do you say, to evaluate what would be the din in the case of Glolim, right, because the Gemara didn't yet get to the conclusion, Sofel Enuch, Ain Sofel Enuch, and so forth and so on, the Gemara thought that Glolim is exactly the same as Rava's case of Arniki, even though, again, your distinction is very clear. The Arniki is going through one window and it goes out the other window.
That's a good
But the main point is that if the Gemara had an equation here, obviously the Gemara wasn't operating with Das Acheres Makne. That's not the case of Glolim. By definition, Glolim is Min HaHefker. John, did you find anything?
Yes. I mean...
go ahead, what'd you find? Share your finds.
Boy, Rava, Zork, Arniki, Pesach, Zel,
Oh, wait a second. There's no Gemara before that about Kolad Glolim in Avir a little bit earlier on the page? I probably don't have a Gemara in front of me.
Right. There is, yeah.
Oh, so we can start from there, because I think the Gemara is going to quote Rava as a tzushta.
Zebel,
Yosef, if you don't mind, I'm just going to close the window. I got
sure.
A little chilly.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you go on a little sleep, you get cold. Yeah, go ahead.
Zebel, Yotze, Mina Tanar, Mina Kirayim, Kolad, Mina Avir.
Ah, does Gemara quote Rav as a raya or as a kasha? Does it say like masiv or mesve or?
I think that's the
So the Gemara is actually making an equation between the two cases. Okay, we'll have to really see that sugya inside, but the main point I wanted to get from this Rashba is that we begin to see where Rashi's coming from, because the case of Glolim, which the Gemara equates with our sugya of Rava, is a case of Hefker. It's not a case of Das Acheres Makne Matana, the way the Raivin interprets that Gemara of Rava. So the Rav is going to have some, you know, he's going to have some challenge when he gets to Bar Mitzvah Daf Kuf Beis. You know, it's not going to be an easy an easy task for the Rashba to I'm sorry for the Raiva to explain that Gemara. If you take a look at V'yotze v'Pesach Acher, Tosus di Ramaska V'yotze, he says V'lo Garcina V'Afkare. I think he's implying that Rashi may have had a different girsa in that Gemara, and he had the word Afkare, and not like the Rashi who says that Rashi was building off the Gemara's equation at the end of Bava Metzia. D'ha Chashiv Lei Dasa Cheres Makna. Oh, very simple. This is really. This is really strange. Where's the Dasacheres Machna here in this case? And the Gemara equates it with Matana, which is Dasacheres Machna. So the answer is when he drops, he throws the Arniki that leaves his hands, I am Mafkir. But Peshas Chia, Leka Dasacheres Machna, Logar Sevi Afkir, Leoni Shalom, Ach Zochaba Acher. So the big question is how do you interpret that last line? In Tosus, when Tosus says Li Olam Hishalo, Achi Yizke Ba Acher, this would seem to support the approach of the Rambam, which Tosus is making such a big deal about, that when a person is mafkir something, it doesn't leave his reshus until someone else picks it up. Oh, that's Yosef, what you meant by Aveda. Oh, I didn't understand. Now I understand what you're saying about Aveda. That just like in Aveda, the Aveda is still mine. Until someone else finds it. That's the famous Nesivus about Aveda, that you have to wait till somebody else is Zochir. And the same thing Tosus applies here in the case of Hefker, that Hefker is still yours until someone else is Zochir. And that last piece of Haknah, that is achieved through Das Acheres Machna. Okay, man? So we'll stop here.